Moved, but I haven't gone far. I'll be just downstairs. So what I think I'm trying to say is that I'm going to miss you all, and I invite you to come and visit me. My doors will always be open to you. And I welcome not only this large, bright class of freshman senators, but all the senior members, my former colleagues. Every member in this chamber is now in a new role as a consequence of the will of the people in the most recent election. I know that you are all conscious of the magnitude of the charge that is facing you by the citizens of this state. Tremendous hope and trust has been placed in you, in us. I expect that you will honor that confidence and discharge your duties accordingly. And we will make every effort to do so also. I look forward to working with you as we go about doing the people's work. Let's carry the spirit of the day forward and focus on finding the means to work cooperatively to achieve our common goals. And at this time, I hereby appoint Senator Jen Olson as Clerk Pro Tem, who will call the roll by legislative district in numerical order. When your district is called, please come forward and present your election certificate to Chief Justice Laura Gilday at the front desk.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. First District, Leroy A. Stump. Second District, Rod Skoy. Third District, Tom Saxhug. Fourth District, John J. Carlson. Fifth District, David J. Tomasoni. Sixth District, Thomas M. Bach. And grandson. Seventh District, Roger J. Reinert. Eighth District, Tony Laurie. Ninth District, Keith Langseth. Tenth District, Gretchen M. Hoffman. Eleventh District, Bill Ingebritsen. Twelfth District, Paul E. Gazelka. Thirteenth District, Joe Gimsey. 14th District, Michelle L. Fishbach. Fifteenth District, John C. Peterson. Sixteenth District, David M. Brown.
Thank you.
Seventeenth District, Sean R. Nino. 18th District, Scott J. Newman. 19th District, Amy T. Cook. 20th District, Gary W. Kubley. 21st District, Gary H. Dames. 22nd District, Doug Magnus. 23rd District, Kathy Sharon. 24th District, Julie A. Rosen. 25th District, Al DeCreif. 26th District, Mike Perry. 27th District, Dan Sparks. 28th District, John Sterling Howell. 29th District, David H. Senjum. 30th District, Carla J. Nelson. 31st District, Jeremy R. Miller. 32nd District, Warren Limmer. Third District, with the shortest walk, Jen Olson.
Congratulations.
Thirty-fourth District, Julianne E. Ortman. 35th District, Claire A. Roebling. 36th District, Dave A. Thompson. 37th District, Chris Gerlach. 38th District, Theodore J. Daly. 39th District, James P. Metzen. 40th District, Dan D. Hall. 41st District, Jeff Michelle. 42nd District, David W. Han. 43rd District, Terry E. Bonoff. 44th District, Ron Latz. 45th District, Ann H. Rest. 46th District, Linda Scheid. 47th District, Benjamin A. Cruz. 48th District, Michael J. Jungbauer. 49th District, Michelle R. Benson. 50th District, Barb J. Goodwin. 51st District, Pam Wolf. 52nd District, Ray Vandeveer. 53rd District, Roger C. Chamberlain. 54th District, John Marty. 55th District, Charles W. Uyghur. 56th District, Ted H. Lilly. 57th District, Katie Sieben. 58th District, Linda Higgins. 59th District, Lawrence J. Pogamiller. 60th District, D. Scott Dibble. 61st District, Linda Berglund. 62nd District, Patricia Torres Ray. 63rd District, Kenneth S. Kielash. 64th District, Richard J. Cohen. 65th District, Sandra L. Pappas. 66th District, Ellen R. Anderson. 67th District, John M. Harrington.
Quorum is present. You will now subscribe to the oath of office as administered by the Honorable Lori Gilday, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Please rise.
You could raise your right hands, please. Do each of you solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, and to discharge faithfully your duties as a senator to the best of your judgment and ability, so help you God. Congratulations.
The next order of business is the election of the President of the Senate. Are there any nominations? I recognize Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Madam President and Lieutenant Governor. It's a great privilege for me today to stand before the body, the new body, and to nominate a special person. It's a high honor for me, and that person is Michelle Fischbach. Senator Michelle Fischbach is ready to lead this organization forward from the standpoint of the presidency, Madam Chair, and she will do that with grace and dignity and fairness in every respect. I've known Senator Fischbach in all of my 8 years since joining the Minnesota Senate. I've worked with her closely as she was Deputy Minority Leader. I know that she's prepared to do this. She will do it well, and she will do it in the great traditions of our institutions, always emphasizing fairness, and I would emphasize fairness and especially towards the minority. So, Madam President, Lieutenant Governor, and members, I very humbly and respectfully ask for your support for my nomination for President of the Minnesota Senate, Senator Michelle Fischbach.
Senator Fischbach has been nominated. Are there any other nominations? Chair recognizes Senator Bach.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to nominate Senator Don Betzold. Senator Betzold was first elected to the Minnesota Senate in 1992, re-elected in 1996. Madam Chair, I'm sorry, I withdraw.
Okay, thank you. Senator Fischbach has been nominated. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Nominations are closed. The clerk pro tem will call the roll in alphabetical order.
Anderson. Benson. Berglund. Bonoff. Brown. Carlson. Chamberlain. Cohen. Dames. Daly. DeKreif. Dibble. Fischbach. Gazelk. Surprise. Gazelka. Gerlach. Gimsey. Goodwin. Hall. Han. Harrington. Higgins. Hoffman. Howe. Ingebrigtsen. Jungbauer. Kielash. Koch. Cruz. Hubley. Langseth. Latz. Lilly. Limmer. Lori. Magnus. Marty. Thank you. Metzen. Michelle. Miller. Nelson. Newman. Nino.
Fischbach.
Olson. Fischbach. Ortman. Pappas. Perry. Peterson. Pogemiller. Reinert. Rest. Roebling. Rosen. Saxog. Scheid. Senjum. Sharon. Sieben. Skoy. Sparks. Stumpf. Thompson. Tomasoni. Torres Ray. Vandeveer. Uyghur. Wolf.
By a vote of 62-5 votes, Senator Fischbach has been elected president. Senator Fischbach, please come forward and take the oath as administered by the Honorable Lori Gilday, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Thank you so very much. I am truly honored that I would be elected to this position, and I will certainly do my best to preside in fairness and to do this institution, this great institution, justice. And I want to thank every member, all of the members, and my family and my friends who've supported me. So thank you very much. And our next order of business is the election of officers. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would like to nominate Mr. Cal R. Ludeman for Secretary of the Senate.
Senator Koch has nominated Cal R. Ludeman as Secretary of the Senate. Are there any other nominations? Senator Bach.
Madam President, let me give this another try. Madam President, I rise to nominate Senator Don Betzold. Madam Chair, Senator Betzold was first elected to the Minnesota Senate in 1992, re-elected in 1996, in 2000, in 2002, and 2006. During his time in the Senate, he chaired the State Government Budget Division, the Judiciary Committee, the Data Practices Subcommittee, the Legislative Commission on Pensions and Retirement. While in office, Senator Betzold was recognized by both parties as an expert on Senate procedures, was known for always paying close attention to the details of the legislative process. His devotion to the Senate was unrivaled, and he brought his command of the permanent rules of the Senate and Mason's Manual to nearly every floor vote across his 18 years of service. He proudly served this governor, this state and country as a member of the National Guard, and he was trusted and respected, held the gavel of President Pro Tem of the State Senate, respected by all of his colleagues. Thank you.
Senator Bach has nominated the Honorable Don Betzold as Secretary of the Senate. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, the clerk pro tem will take the roll in alphabetical order.
Anderson. Bach. Benson. Berglund. Bonoff. Brown. Carlson. Chamberlain. Cohen. Dames. Daly. DeCryfe. Dibble. Fischbach. Gazelka. Gerlach. Gimsey. Goodwin. Hall. Han. Harrington. Higgins. Hoffman. Howe. Ingebrigtsen. Jungbauer. Kielash. Koch. Cruz. Kubli. Langseth. Latz. Lilly. Limmer. Lori. Magnus. Marty. Betson. Michelle. Miller. Nelson. Newman. Nino. Olson. Ludeman. Ortman. Pappas. Perry. Peterson. Pogemiller. Reinert. Rest. Roebling. Rosen. Saxog. Scheid. Senjum. Sharon. Sieben. Skoy. Sparks. Stumpf. Thompson. Tomasoni. Torres Ray. Vanderveer. Uyghur. Wolf.
By a vote of 39 to 28, Mr. Cal R. Ludeman has been elected Secretary of the Senate. Mr. Ludeman, please come forward and subscribe to the oath as administered by the Honorable Lori Gilday, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
I solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, Secretary of the Senate, to the best of your
Senator Kolk.
Madam President, I would move that the election to other elective offices be made on one roll call vote, one roll call, unless there should be more than one nomination for any office.
Senator Kolk has moved that the election to other elective offices be done with one roll call vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Madam President. I wish to nominate Colleen J. Pacheco for First Assistant Secretary.
Senator Limmer has nominated Colleen J. Pacheco as First Assistant Secretary. Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to nominate Michael R. Lynn for Second Assistant Secretary.
Senator Roebling has nominated Michael R. Lynn for Second Assistant Secretary. Senator Michelle.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to nominate Melissa Mapes for Engrossing Secretary.
Senator Michelle has nominated Melissa Mapes for Engrossing Secretary. Senator Han.
Madam President, I'd like to nominate Sven Lindquist, Sergeant of Arms. Sven Lindquist has been Chief Sergeant for 25 years, and I think this is his 31st session, and we appreciate all the work that he and the other sergeants did in orchestrating the recent move that we went through. So I'd like to place his name in nomination.
Senator Han has nominated Sven Lindquist for Sergeant at Arms. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam President. With great honor, I'd like to nominate Marilyn Logan Hall for Assistant Sergeant of Arms.
Senator Rosen has nominated Marilyn Logan Hall for Assistant Sergeant at Arms. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. And I would like to nominate Reverend David Hedden as Senate Chaplain.
Senator Koch has nominated Reverend David Hennett for chaplain. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Nominations are closed. The secretary will call the roll in alphabetical order. Members may vote for the officers by saying nominees.
Senators Anderson. Nominee. Bach. Nominee. Benson. Nominee. Berglund. Bonoff, Brown, nominee. Carlson, nominee. Chamberlain, nominee. Cohen, nominee. Dames, nominee. Daly, pardon me, Daly, nominee. Thank you, DeKreif, Dibble, nominee. Fischbach, nominee. Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebretson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Lori, Magnus, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogemiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Uyghur, Wolf.
Receiving 67 votes of the Senate, the nominees are elected to their respective offices. Please come forward and subscribe to the oath as administered by the Honorable Lori Gilday. The next order of business is motions and resolutions. The Secretary will report Senate Resolution Number 1.
Senators Koch and Bach introduce Senate Resolution Number 1, a Senate resolution naming a majority leader and a minority leader.
Madam President, I would move adoption of Senate Resolution Number 1.
Senator Koch moves the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 1. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. The Secretary will report Senate Resolution Number 2.
Senators Koch and Bach introduce Senate Resolution Number 2, a Senate resolution relating to rules adopting temporary rules for the 87th session of the legislature.
Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move adoption of Senate Resolution Number 2, Members, these are our temporary rules. They are almost identical to the rules that we've been working under the last several years. There's been a few minor changes. The changes would be a few changes to the names in committees. There's also, because we have one Secretary of the Senate, there was some language that was put in there to have the divided position for Secretary of the Senate. That has been removed. And then we have also, for some reason, the language said you must address sir and then in parentheses or ma'am. And we have changed it to ma'am, parentheses, or sir. A copy of the temporary rules and all of these resolutions are available at the front desk.
Is there any discussion regarding Senate Resolution number 2? Seeing no discussion, the clerk will take the roll. The secretary will close the roll, being 67 yeas and no nays. The resolution is adopted. The secretary will report Senate concurrent resolution number 1.
Senators Koch and Bach introduce Senate concurrent resolution number 1, a Senate concurrent resolution relating to the adoption of temporary joint rules.
Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would like to move adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution number 1. These are our temporary joint rules, and members, I'm not aware of any changes at this point.
Is there any discussion regarding Senate Concurrent Resolution number 1? Seeing no discussion, the secretary will take the roll. The secretary will close the roll, being 67 ayes, no nays. The resolution is adopted. The secretary will report Senate Resolution number 3.
Senators Koch and Bach introduce Senate Resolution number 3, a Senate resolution relating to standing committees.
Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move adoption of Senate Resolution number 3. This will establish our standing committees members.
Is there any discussion regarding Senate Resolution number 3? Seeing no discussion, Senator Koch moves the adoption of Senate Resolution number 3. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The resolution is adopted. The secretary will report Senate Resolution number 4.
Senators Koch and Bach introduce Senate Resolution number 4, a Senate resolution relating to the schedule of standing committee meetings.
Senator Koch.
Madam President and members, I would move the adoption of Senate Resolution number 4.
Any discussion regarding Senate Resolution number 4? Seeing no discussion, those in favor of Senate Resolution number 4 say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The resolution is adopted. The secretary will report Senate Concurrent Resolution number 2.
Senators Koch and Bach introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution number 2, a Senate concurrent resolution relating to parking space on the Capitol grounds, Capitol Approach, and Aurora Avenue for members of the legislature and staff.
Senator Koch.
Madam President and members, I would move the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution number 2. This is our parking.
Is there any discussion regarding Senate Concurrent Resolution number 2? Seeing no discussion, the secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. There being 67 ayes, no nays, the resolution is adopted. The secretary will report Senate Resolution number 5.
Senators Koch and Bach introduce Senate Resolution number 5, a Senate resolution naming a president pro tem.
Senator Koch.
Madam President and members, I would move the adoption of Senate Resolution number 5. This will name the senior member of our caucus, Senator Jen Olson, as the President Pro Tem of the Senate.
Senator Koch moves Senate Resolution Number 5. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The resolution is adopted. The Secretary will report Senate Resolution Number 6.
Senators Koch and Bach introduce Senate Resolution Number 6, a Senate resolution relating to appointment of a committee to notify the governor. The Senate is organized.
Senator Koch.
Madam President and members, I move the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 6.
Senator Koch moves the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 6. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Pursuant to the foregoing resolution, I make the following appointments: Senator Benson, Brown, Goodwin, Harrington, Hoffman, Cruz, Thompson, and Wolf. The Secretary will report Senate Resolution Number 7.
Senators Koch and Bach introduce Senate Resolution Number 7, a Senate resolution to notify the House of Representatives that the Senate is organized.
Senator Koch.
Madam President and members, I move the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 7 to let the other body know we are organized.
Senator Koch moves the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 7. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The resolution is adopted. The Secretary will report Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3.
Senators Koch and Bach introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3, a Senate concurrent resolution relating to adjournment for more than 3 days.
Senator Koch.
Madam President and members, I would move the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3. We have a YMCA youth and government group that will be meeting in these chambers, and so we will need to be adjourned for more than the required 3 days.
Senator Koch moves the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Senator Bach. I'm sorry, Senator Bach. I was under the impression that you wanted to say a few words here towards the end of the session. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. Every day, the people come here from across the state and our country and our world to visit the Minnesota State Capitol. The first time I came, I remember I was sixth grade. I came on a bus. The second time I came, it was for youth and government. I was in the freshman house. I had a cap on punitive damages bill, and I think that Senator Latz would not have liked. But for the most, it's the first and only time that they'll visit. For me, I didn't return again until I was a senator-elect. No matter who they are or where they come from, and whether they're school children here on the first time or they're a school teacher who's here for the 50th time, they all do the same thing. They stand at the bottom of the stairs, and they look up. They look up and see this majestic building and the architecture like nothing else. They look up and see the unique beauty. They look up and they point, at the golden statue. We call the golden statue the Quadriga, but its official name is Progress of the State, and it has been there for more than 104 years. There are horses pulling a man on a chariot, and that chariot represents prosperity. My favorite part of the statue is that the chariot, the man on it, and the four horses are being guided by, what else? Two women. The highest honor in our society is that we be asked to serve others. And so, first, I'd like to thank you for the honor to serve all of you in this body. And as I do, please know that, like all those who come to the Capitol, I will always be looking up. The last 60 days has seen a great deal of changes for all of us. This transition was made a lot easier because of the help that we received from many. I'd like to take a moment to thank them. I'd like to thank Sven and the sergeants for their amazing efforts over the past few months. Thank you, Sven. I would like to thank Senators Pogemiller and Bach for their support and assistance during this changeover. I would give a heartfelt thank you to Senator Dave Senchum for his wisdom, his generosity, and his leadership that he continues to provide today. Thank you, Dave. I'd like to take a moment to thank my family, Rachel, right here, Mom and Dad, and Christopher in the gallery, for their patience, their love, and their support during this transition. I simply couldn't have done it without them. Everyone in this chamber knows how important the folks back home are, and so I would like to offer a welcome and sincere gratitude for all the families and friends who are in attendance today. Thank you. And I know that I can speak for all of us in wishing Governor Dayton and Lieutenant Governor Pretner Solon the very best in their new roles. For us in the new majority, the last 38 years have taught us many things. The most important lesson we have learned is how to treat members of the minority party. We will be fair, open, and honest because respect for the institution of the Minnesota Senate has no party designation. Over the course of the session, I am certain that we will have agreement and we will have differences. But I'm also certain that we already share many of the same goals for our state. A strong and growing economy, good schools, support and safety for families, respect for the military, and a government that works. So, ladies and gentlemen of the Minnesota Senate, we have long days and hard work ahead of us. Let's get to it, and remember to always look up. Thank you. And Madam Chair.
Senator Kolk.
I would like to move a brief recess. Senator Olson has some comments.
Senator Kolk moves for a brief recess.
Thank you, Senator Kolk, for this opportunity. I'd like to acknowledge the presence today in our chamber of Senator George Pillsbury, who is my predecessor, along with his wife, Sally. Senator Pillsbury served in the Senate from 1970 to 1982. And from 70 to 72, he happened to be in the majority. And I'm just pleased that he's here to see that in 2011, I will have an opportunity to serve in the majority for 2 years. But more importantly today, I would like you to recognize and join me in acknowledging that today, January 4th, is Senator George and Sally Pillsbury's 64th, that's 64 years of marriage. Their wedding anniversary is today. So would you join me in recognizing this remarkable...
Senator Kolk, would you like to make a motion to recess until 3 o'clock?
Madam President, members, you may hear me say this from time to time, but we have to wait for the other body to conclude some business and receive a message. So, yes, I'd like to actually recess to the call of the chair, Madam President. And as soon as we have a time available, we will let everyone know. I know you have family and are going to be very busy and all around the building, but we'll do our best to get a contact tentatively 3 o'clock, but to the call of the chair.
And Senator Koch, my understanding is that so that we will wait for that concurrent resolution to come back, just so that everybody understands. So Senator Koch has moved to recess to the call of the chair approximately 3 o'clock. Oh, I'm sorry. Senator Bach.
Madam President, will it be necessary for everybody to be here? Can we get by with just a skeleton crew when we come back? Just want to make good use of everybody's time.
Senator Koch, maybe you would like to address that.
Well, Madam President, I made a promise to Senator Olson I wouldn't use the term skeleton crew. We'll let everyone know as soon as, but we'll recess to the call of the chair.
Senator Koch moves to that we recess into the call or to the call of the chair. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. We are recessed into the call of the chair.